We certainly don't come to this commemoration today to celebrate warfare and the evil and violence that happens in the world because of it. Warfare is a sign of human disunity and hatred and violence and pride and all those wonderful things that come about through sin. But it's a mystery that wherever we see war taking place, wherever we see this kind of conflict, there so often arises instances of the beauty of humanity, the beauty of people who are willing to lay down their lives for one another, people who are willing to sacrifice themselves for another, or to go without something or other, or to put themselves into danger, which, while we wouldn't celebrate the violence and the hatred and the evil that's led to the circumstance, we can still celebrate the beauty of humanity that comes forth in that circumstance. We can celebrate the virtue and the glory of God that's shown in the human response to such terrible circumstances. And whenever we come to Anzac Day or Remembrance Day, these secular observances, I marvel at how the virtues that the secular world is putting forth of sacrifice and courage and selflessness seem so Christian in their orientation. And we see that in Jesus speaking today, how he says that, he has this beautiful little parable about laying down a life, that unless a wheat grain falls on the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest. Jesus is speaking of that nature of humanity, that we've actually been made to give of our life, to give of our life in service of others, to be selfless and sacrificing and to let go of ourselves. And that's where we find life, and that's where we glorify God, in that sort of action. But not only in warfare, but also in the other circumstance of life where we find ourselves butting up against the reality of sin and hatred and evil. But it's so often that this comes forth in the moments of conflict and battle in our lives. You know, not in peacetime, not talking about kind of war peacetime, but even in our lives, you know, on a nice sunny Tuesday afternoon, we're not really called to give of ourselves, to sacrifice ourselves too much. But when we find ourselves in a conflicted relationship or disagreeing with someone, or we find ourselves faced with someone who's really upset or getting angry or violent, it's then that we find ourselves called to make a sacrifice, to be more heroically patient, to be more heroically considerate of the other. And we're challenged to bring forth this deeper level of virtue. It's kind of the battle of that moment that brings that forth in us. We see this as well in Jesus' life, where he obviously lived every single moment of his life completely given over to the Lord and glorifying his Father. But it was when he came up against the evil of humanity in his passion and in his crucifixion, that was when his love was shown most perfectly, when he accepted that and gave himself up to death on the cross. But when he faced that moment, he says, in our gospel today, he says, okay, my soul is troubled, but what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? Should I say, oh no, this is a terrible circumstance, I want to get away from it? No, he could recognize that this is the moment for me to love the most. This moment of battle, this moment of conflict, this moment of coming up against hatred and violence and evil, this was the moment for his virtue, for his holiness to shine forth perfectly. And so just as we see that coming forth, as we remember those who've given their lives in war, in battle and conflict, that those moments of battle and conflict in our own lives are opportunities where we can choose to sacrifice, choose to be heroic, choose to be selfless, choose to be courageous. And that's where the Lord invites us to join in his passion as well, to learn what it truly means to lay down our lives, that he can bear fruit through our love. So as we remember and as we pray for those who've given their lives for us, for our country and for peace in the world, as we celebrate Anzac Day today, let's also ask for that grace to have something of that same heroic virtue in our own lives and to meet those moments of battle as opportunities to take up God's grace rather than fleeing from them, but to say, Lord, you've brought me to this hour. May your name be glorified.